Hey, have you heard of Bloom Stories? It's an audio erotica app with over 1,000 intimate stories, guides, role plays, and more. If you like the stuff here, you'll love it there. They also just launched a spicy audiobook section, where they partner with BookTok authors and top-selling creators. Everything from fantasy to dark romance is in there. Head to bloomstories.com to sign up for a free account. Unlock everything by using promo code GIRLONTHENET and save up to 70%.
This is a butt plug story, written and read by Molly Moore. When was the last time you wore this? I glance back over my shoulder. He's holding up the blue glass to the light, turning it one way and the other, studying it. He senses my eyes on him and turns his attention to me, an expectant look on his face as he waits for my reply. I don't really know. Sometime last year, I guess. Why so long? I don't know, really. Just not been something I've reached for of late.
But you reached for it today, didn't you?
I shrug in response and turn back to the mirror and applying eyeshadow. I feel caught out, like someone just saw me naked who shouldn't. I want to look round and see what he's doing. I can hear him moving around in the room, but also I want the moment to pass. As I reach for the mascara and look back into the mirror, it's not just me that is reflected in it, but him too. He's standing behind me. I can see a smile on his lips as he brushes my hair to one side and brings them down on my neck. I asked you a question, he mumbles into my skin.
Did you? It sounded more like a statement.
No, not a statement, he declares as he places the butt plug and then a little bottle of lube on the table in front of me.
Put it in you.
And yes, that is a statement, not a question, he continues on.
I'm dressed, ready to go out, dress, stockings, matching red lingerie. We're meeting a friend for drinks, something we've not done in ages. I turn to face him, ignoring the plug and the lube.
Aren't you going to say please? I ask.
No. It's not a request either, and anyway, you want to. That's why you left it there. This is what you want. You should be thanking me, rather than me saying please. I love that he can read me that well, that he knows me that well, but also, it's annoying that he is right. I squint up at him and make a face. He chuckles and then retreats across the room and makes himself comfortable in the armchair. I know he wants to watch. Not just to see me putting it in, but because he knows it will push my buttons to confirm everything he is saying by letting him witness my admission.
Bastard, I mutter under my breath.
Sorry? Nothing, I bite back. I pick up the plug and lube and head towards the bathroom. Before I get there, he's on his feet, blocking my way.
No. Here. Where I can see. I glare at him, but he smiles in response and says,
Or maybe you would prefer it if I did it for you, and goes to take the items from my hands.
I snatch them back to my chest and march back over to the dressing table. It's been a while since I used a plug or anything else went near my arse, to be quite honest. So on top of the discomfort of him watching me, there's a feeling of nervousness and apprehension. I mentally chastise myself for being a fool and orchestrating this without having a practice run or two on my own. But it's too late now, and I refuse to give him the satisfaction of admitting my error. He is smug enough without that. I apply plenty of lube to the deep
blue glass tip and smooth it down over the bulb and onto the stem of the plug.
Should I face him? Let him watch my face as I perform for him? Or keep my back to him and deny him that pleasure?
It ends up being a little bit of both as I prop one foot up on the little stool. I'm kind of side on to him. I gather the skirt of my dress up at the back in one hand and slide my knickers down just enough so I can get to the opening of my arse. The lube is cold against my skin, or maybe it's the glass. I press the tip up against my opening and apply pressure. I close my eyes, shutting him out, so that I can be totally in my body and concentrate on relaxing. It takes a few presses, easing it in a tiny bit further each time, slowly opening up the tight muscles of my arse until eventually my body yields and it slips into place. I look across the room at him as I pull my knickers back up and let my dress drop back into place. One hand is resting casually in his lap, and I wonder for a moment if he's trying to hide the fact that watching me has made him hard. I smile and stare pointedly at his crotch and then back up at his face. He smiles back. Confidence shines from his face.
"Shall we go?"
he says as he stands up and offers a hand to me. I purse my lips. I want to ask him if that turned him on, but then I decide I will save it. The bar is quiet, a few couples dotted around. The friend is waiting. We order drinks and find a seat. It's nice to be out. It's been a while since we did something like this. For a while, I think we're both lost in just enjoying the company and the novelty of being out together. It's not that I've forgotten the plug. You don't ever forget that. But it's not front and centre in my head until I go to the bathroom and realise how wet I am. My juices are clinging to the folds of my cunt and the gusset of my knickers is hot and damp. When I return to the table, I lean down and whisper into his ear. "Did it turn you on to watch me put in this plug?" And as I do, I drop my wet knickers into his lap. I grin at him as I settle back in my seat. For just a moment, it is him who is uncomfortable, shifting in his seat, scrunching up the red lace and pushing them into his pocket. I can see the outline of his dick as it presses into his trousers. "Got ya," I think to myself. It's not long and the friend makes their excuses. I don't know if they really had to go or if they just sense the tension between us. But they seem happy and we hug and kiss and agree to do it again soon. The moment they are gone, he picks up his drink and finishes it in one go. And then he's up on his feet, offering me his hand again. It seems gentlemanly, but I can tell from the way he looks at me that his thoughts right now at this moment are not very gentlemanly at all, unless gentlemanly also means a strong desire to absolutely ruin you. In the lift, he presses me into the corner. He says nothing, but draws the red lace out of his pocket and brings it up to his face. He presses it to his nose and breathes in, and then offers it to me to do the same thing. I smile as I inhale. My own scent, musky and rich, is all too evident in the space between us. Suddenly, he grabs my head, bunching a handful of my hair in his hand at the nape of my neck and using it to tilt my head back. "Open," he whispers, tapping his finger on my lip. I don't even protest. My body just follows his command and my mouth drops open. He pushes the lace between my lips. I go to suck on it, to taste it, but he gathers up more, balling it up
and forcing it in until my mouth is stuffed full of my knickers. As the lift door opens, he takes my arm and guides me into the lobby and through the doors down the corridor to our room. I can hear someone coming, doors opening further down, and then a man is striding towards us. I look down, burying my chin into my chest, trying to hide my gagged mouth from his sight. I don't know if he notices as he passes us by, but then he is gone, and we are at the door, and he is pushing me into the room ahead of him. He is on me instantly, pushing me up against the wall, pinning me there with the weight of his body. "Such a little prick tease," he hisses into my ear. I can feel his hands fumbling between us. He is dragging up my dress and then unzipping his fly. I can feel his hardness pressing into my buttock as he grinds up against me. "See what you do to me, little prick tease," he taunts. I try to push back against him, but he's bigger than me, stronger than me, and he plants his feet firmly in place and kind of lets me squirm between him and the wall for a moment. I give up quickly. It's not a real fight on my part. In fact, maybe it's even an attempt to egg him on more. The moment he feels me give in a little, he kicks my legs apart with his feet, and then he is reaching between my thighs. He presses on the T-bar of the plug, pushing it firmly into me, and then his fingers are prising my cunt open, and he is burying one thick digit straight into my hole. "So wet for me," I can hear the grin in his words. His finger slips from between my legs, and he wraps one arm round my waist and the other round my shoulder, dragging the knickers from my mouth and wiping the wetness from my cunt on my lips and cheek as he manhandles me across the room to the bed. He half throws me, half pushes me down, so I am bent over the end, and then he is on me, that firm hand on the small of my back as he guides his rock-hard cock straight into my cunt. The plug has made me tight, and it forces him to slow down so he can ease himself into me, working himself past that resistance. "Fuck," he groans as he sinks slowly into me. Once he is buried balls deep, he pauses there and seems to savour the sensation. The feeling is intense. The fullness is so complete, and I shift slightly, trying to get purchase on the bed so that my clit will grind against the sheets. "Touch yourself," he commands, as he pulls back slightly, giving me enough room to snake a hand down my front and find the throbbing ache that is my clit. The moment my fingers circle it, the muscles in my cunt tighten, and we both groan at the same time. I don't have to tell him to be slow. He just seems to know what I need, and so he fucks me in long, slow strokes, burying himself deeply in me with each thrust. I'm moaning into the sheets. I pause my fingers' agitated rub at my clit, trying to starve off my orgasm for just a few moments more, wanting to balance on that edge of coming just a little bit longer. But it's hopeless. My body is going to betray me. "Fucking hell," he groans through gritted teeth as my cunt pulses tight and urgent round his dick. And then he drives into me again. 2, 3, 4, 5 harder, faster strokes. His fingers digging into my hips, and he pulls me back onto his cock, and then he is there with me, his cock twitching and throbbing as he pumps me full of his jizz. He slumps down on the bed beside me, his semi-erect cock still protruding from his trousers. He looks so fucking sexy like this, spent and dishevelled, and even though I have already come, I can feel that little twist of desire in the pit of my stomach for more. More of this, of him, of us. I flip onto my back and push myself back up the bed until I am resting against the pillows. Apart from my knickers, I am still fully clothed, and so is he. He seems lost in his body. His eyes are closed, one arm thrown up, partially covering his face. I reach beneath my skirt, fingers finding the slick wetness between my thighs. My juices mingled with his, coating my cunt, and now my fingers. I bring my hand to my face and sniff in the heady scent of our fucking. That little twist of desire, of wanting, curls tighter in my guts. He's still not paying me attention, but I don't care. I am consuming him now. The plug is still firmly in place in my arse, creating a full, heavy sensation in the core of me. I'm looking down past my bent legs at him laying and remembering how it felt mere moments ago to have him stuffing himself into me alongside the plug. My fingers working furious circles on my clit, and almost instantly I can feel another orgasm building in my cunt. I throw my head back, eyes now shut, all my focus on how it feels, on how it felt, and... "Don't you dare fucking come," he growls. My eyes spring open to see him striding round the bed, and then his hand is batting away my hand that is lodged between my thighs. "We are not done yet. I am not done yet, you greedy little bitch," he snarls as he closes his hand around my neck and pins me to the bed. "You appeared to be done," I taunt back at him. "Far from it," he replies. He keeps a firm grip on my neck as he leans in over the bed and uses his other hand to guide the head of his cock over my face. It's still damp from our fucking, and he smears it across my chin, lips and cheeks. "So pretty," he mumbles, followed by, "Now, open that slutty little mouth for me, princess." His cock is not hard, but it's not flaccid either. That somewhere in between state, and he tastes of cum. Again, that little twist of need in my belly tightens, and I find myself groaning round his shaft. "That's right, princess. Make it feel good for me. Make me hard again. And then I plan to fuck you again with that plug in your arse. But this time, I want to see your eyes while I do." His words make me groan, and my hand instinctively snakes its way down my body towards my cunt. He smacks it away again, harder this time. "No, no, no, princess," he taunts. "You will get your orgasm when I am buried in your needy cunt, and then another one when I am fucking your mouth again, and then maybe even a third if you can manage it, while I am buried balls deep in that cute little arse of yours that you have spent all evening getting ready for me. Now suck me good," he demands, "because we both know that is exactly what you wanted when you left that plug out for me to find." How can he possibly know that? I've never asked him for this, or told him of the many times I have wanked at night in my bed to those very thoughts. There's a tiny part of me who is horrified that he has assumed this about me. I want to protest, but I can't or don't. Not because I am silenced by his thickening cock in my mouth, but because he is right. I want this. "Greedy little bitch," he growls again as I suck him into my throat and spread my legs wider in invitation.
If you enjoyed this story, you can find more of my work on mollysdailykiss.com and more audio porn on girlonthenet.com/audio porn.